and want to thank former Auburn All-American Benji Rowland for visiting with us for a few minutes. Now it's time to bring in another visitor, but he's not really a visitor. He's on here all the time. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas with us on Inside the Numbers and Vegas Viewpoint and several other shows when we bring him in when we need his expertise. And without his expertise, there is no Inside the Numbers. So, Mike, welcome in to the show this week.
Thanks, Coach. Glad to be on, as always.
Big weekend last week in college football, some monumental upsets, Georgia State getting by Tennessee. That's obviously the biggest one. None of you guys out in Vegas saw that one coming, did you?
Oh, no. Tennessee was a 25-26-point favorite. In fact, a lot of people played Tennessee on the money line in some parlays. I know a couple of people that played Tennessee to win the game outright, and that one game cost him like a 10-game parlay.
Wow. All right, Mike, let's get right into this week's games. We've got a few to look at that we find interesting for different reasons. Cincinnati at number 5 Ohio State. That's a noon kickoff on ABC. Ohio State 45-21 last week over Florida Atlantic. Justin Fields, a transfer quarterback from Georgia, 234 yards, 4 touchdowns. Also ran for a 51-yard TD on the opening series. Cincinnati, 24-14 over UCLA. We'll talk about UCLA later. But Cincinnati, winners of 7 of their last 8 games. Their last loss was to Central Florida late in the season last year. Luke Fickell, former Buckeye player and coach. He was the interim coach in 2011 when Tressel had to resign. And he was Myers DC for 5 seasons before going to Cincinnati. He gets a chance to go back home and take his own football team with him.
Yeah, Cincinnati, really solid program. They won 11 games last year. In this game, I was hoping to see Ohio State be around 20, but they opened at 17. They're now down to 16. The total's around 55. Now, last week, in week 1, Ohio State got up 28-0 on Florida Atlantic in the first quarter. But they failed to cover the 27-point spread. And what that shows me is that under Urban Meyer, the Bucs would absolutely crush opponents with a large early lead. Time will tell, but maybe head coach Ryan Day's mindset is just not to run up the score.